You know how when you're on the internet and you're war I'm bored. So you go to the computer and the computer's all like, because computers can't talk. Well, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to go to the internet and not be bored one day because it sucks to be bored. And you know what else really sucks about being bored on the internet? I'm gonna tell you what sucks about being bored on the internet and you're gonna go, wow, Jackie, you just changed my life. Right here and right now, Jackie. Totally changed. The thing that really sucks about being bored on the internet is porn. Yeah, porn sucks. Porn sucks because you're looking and you're like, holy crap, I got a boner. And you can't have sex because it's on the computer. I mean, the boner isn't on the computer, but you probably guess that's right. So you're bored and the computer can't have sex with you because it can't talk. So then you go to the site, there's Google, and you're like, what the hell do you shitbag another goddamn fucking long number? I'm sorry, you're just not. You're not no way. And then it's you sitting there and like, you search and you type some shit like something funny and you find the site and it's called Encyclopedia. I know, but that's the thing. You go there and it's funny, but you're just like, you're not a fucking long number. You know how when you're in fifth grade and you learn about the sex and the babies and the kissing and the loving? That really sucks, because you're in fifth grade and you're learning about sex and babies and you're only in fifth grade. And you're thinking, so my parents had sex to have me? And you're like, whoa, because it's just disgusting. Disgusting! Because my life is similar. I was conceived by sex, and I found out in fifth grade, and I was grossed out. And then I grew up with parents, but then I was finally out as a teenager having sex, and all I could think about was what? Them. Totally doing it. And I was like, oh! So then I grew up, and I was really pissed because I had lost my virginity, and I couldn't enjoy it. You know what I want to do? I want to take the guy who came up with the idea of fifth grade sex ed and just pow! Right in the face. Right in the kisha. And then I'll be like, sorry, you ruined my life. And when he thinks, oi, it's cool, it's just a punch in the face, no biggie. A shot to the nuts. You know how child stars are always famous? You know, they're famous like famous because they're on TV and they're a child and a star. Well, did you ever notice how they're never famous when they're old? They're always washed up. So it's a good thing I wasn't discovered as a child, because then I'd be standing here and I'd be in fifth grade with my parents having sex in my mind and I'd be a wash-up. It's a good thing I got discovered at the ripe old age of 36. I just can't stand people that squander their careers. I'm like, what the fuck? Or if you speak, who made these cue cards? I can't read these cue cards. What is this language? It looks out like Hebrew and... ugh. So you know her kids are like young and they're all not old and not funny like me? So these are kids and they're five and they're just... ugh, disgusting. I just want to take a kid one day and crush his head under a bed and let it be squish. Because they speak... ugh. You know who else I like to kick in the nuts? MC Hammer. MC Hammer sucks. He's a dipshit too. He screwed his career like a dog the second he was famous as far as old Jackie's concerned. I just wanted to take that guy and shove his head into a friggin' wall and be like, you should know I do shit like this by now. Him in fifth grade, sex ed guy, both pow, square in the balls. Have you ever been to a funeral? You know how at the funeral you're honoring a guy who was alive but isn't now? And that would suck to be that guy. Boy, it would suck. It would suck more than a gay man. A gay man? How about that dead gay man? Now, if I was dead and I could see my funeral, I think my biggest thing would be like, what did they do to my face? Is that makeup? Is that makeup on my face? Did they put that shit on my face? What the hell? Because that's what they do. They put makeup on their faces of dead people. And it's like, okay, he's dead. Why does he have makeup on? He wouldn't wear that in life, no matter how shitty he looked. Why now? Maybe they want us all to be dead gay people. But anyway, the worst is when men wear makeup and they're alive. I mean, that's homo. Completely queer, not even the slightest bit of romantic. Douchebags, they think they're so cool, but let me tell you folks, they're not. You suck! Look at this clown over here, Mr. McFunny Man. Probably been funny your whole life, right? Funny guy in high school, like. Oh, look at Brent, he's so cute and funny. Oh, you think you can do a better job? Go for it, I say. You're the funny man here. Go for it. Is this thing on?